a mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing with myself. Hey, Chattanooga, this is Greeny from Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Hardee's is the official hotline sponsor here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Grab your smartphone and download Hardee's Superstar Rewards app. You can get the app from Apple's App Store or on Google Play. Earn points with every check-in for tasty rewards. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone is Chattanooga's championship combination. And it's a pleasure to welcome in on the Hardee's Hotline, Chip Brown from Horns Digest. Chip has done a good job for a long time. He was leading everybody in the media field when it came to conference realignment and did a great job last week on Texas getting Tom Herman. Chip, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Doing well. Happy holidays.
Yeah, back at you. And I'll ask you, we had Ross Dellinger from the Baton Rouge Advocate on yesterday's show. I'll ask you the exact same first question I asked him. If you are a college football fan sitting down to watch LSU play Texas A&M on Thanksgiving evening, you see the scroll on ESPN saying Tom Herman could be announced as LSU's coach as soon as Saturday. What happened from Thanksgiving night to Saturday morning?
Well, there was, and a lot of people thought that I was like talking to Tom Herman and his agent, and I was trying to get the Texas side of it because I knew there was a deadline that Trace Armstrong had put on Texas to show any real interest from the president's office or the athletic director's office, because there was interest from a group of big money guys, but, you know, Herman and his agent couldn't tell if it was going to reach the president or the, director's office. So when, basically I was told that, things were moving, in terms of Tom Herman and LSU, I was told there was a letter of memorandum. I mean, basically, they submitted their demands. LSU said, okay, we'll meet your demands. Will you sign this? Effectively, meaning they had a deal. And that's when Texas big money guys, I'm told, went to the president and said, look, we need to talk. We'll help with the buyout of Charlie Strong, but we want Tom Herman. And it moved quickly from there.
And there, up until then, though, Chip, there was a chance that Charlie Strong was going to survive even after the loss in Kansas, wasn't there?
Yeah, the president really wanted to keep Charlie. I mean, the athletic director and president were doing everything they could to keep him. The bottom fell out when they lost to Kansas. And even after that, I was told, I think the Statesman also reported, that Charlie could keep his job with a convincing win over TCU. But that clearly did not happen. Texas lost its last three games to suffer its third straight losing season, and they could not sell progress, momentum, and there was this group of big money guys. It's the same group that wanted to go after Nick Saban 3 years ago, and they fell in love with Tom Herman a year ago when the Charlie Strong nearly botched the hiring of Sterling Gilbert as the offensive coordinator, and the president and the AD had to get on a private jet and fly to Tulsa to close the deal. So, there were some dynamics in play that would make the patience with Charlie go down. But the third straight losing season just sank his battleship. I mean, That was a team that was talented enough to have won, 7-8 games.
Was this a hire, Chip, that's been universally loved by Texas fans? Because you look at Herman, and he does have this fantastic record against heavily favored teams. I mean, you saw that against Louisville, but he also has, some losses that are interesting this year with SMU. And, of course, Memphis is a good team, but UConn last year. Has it been a universally loved hire?
Well, in a word, it's mixed. You know, I think that if you're going to gamble on an up-and-coming coach, someone with, you know, 2 years of experience or 4 years of experience or less, I think Tom Herman's a good gamble because, you know, he's had a very good record against ranked teams. His challenge is going to be making sure his team is always up. You know, even for those games that don't appeal and you're going to have to bring your own energy to the stadium. But, you know, he has shown that he can beat Oklahoma. He can beat Florida State. That performance against Louisville, 11 sacks of Lamar Jackson. You know, I think that got everyone excited again. So I think there's, you know, absolutely more positive feelings about the hire than negative, for sure.
You're listening to Chip Brown. He does a great job covering Texas for Horns Digest. You're listening to Chip here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, to merge your two worlds right now, there was a lot of talk and whisper about another round of Big 12 expansion back in September. If they had expanded and Houston was going to be on that short list, is Tom Herman still at Houston?
You know, I think Tom Herman, Texas is Tom Herman's dream job. So, I mean, it's one of the two winningest programs in the history of college football, and I think it's the mountaintop for Tom Herman. So if that was going to be available, I think Tom Herman would have wanted to go to Texas. So, you know, maybe it would have impacted his thought about some other programs, but I think Texas was the one that, you know, he had at the top of his list.
When you are chasing coaching searches and things like this, how much has the game changed with these agents forcing the issue? And how much information and misinformation were you weeding through from about lunch on Thanksgiving until you went to bed Friday night?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, there was not agreement between the big money guys at Texas and the president's office. I mean, I honestly thought that this thing was moving toward Herman, you know, signing with LSU. I mean, the way that Texas was handling this situation, the president had shown a reluctance toward Tom Herman, maybe that was just his way of trying to, you know, keep control of this situation, because obviously when a coach is hired by a group of big money guys, you don't want that coach more beholden to them than to you. But the way that it was going, you know, I think there was a very real chance that Tom Herman was going to be the coach at LSU. On Saturday, it took a phone call from Greg Benvis to Tom Herman's camp to say, hold on, we want to talk to you. And that conversation happened on Friday night.
You're listening to Chip Brown of Horns Digest here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Chip, when are Texas and Texas A&M going to play again?
You know, I think it's going to happen, but you look at the schedules and I don't know that it happens anytime soon. I mean, I think it's going to happen like 25, something like that. I mean, that's too long, in my opinion. So, you know, obviously they can tear up contracts and make it happen before that. But, I mean, my gosh, those two schools talk about each other and their fight song. They got to be playing.
It is a dream job and it's a great job. Don't get me wrong. Is Texas still as strong without Texas A&M in its conference?
Well, it's not the same. I mean, they've always measured each other against each other, and that's lately it's been good for A&M. I mean, A&M obviously had the resurgence with Johnny Manziel and their stadium renovation, and Texas has been hurting for the last 7 years. So, you know, A&M has had some scoreboard and some, you know, spiking of the football in terms of we're better than you in recruiting. Now, Charlie Strong equalized that. I think Charlie showed a swagger that you rarely see in recruiting. And over the last 2 years, he was able to restock the cupboard. I mean, Tom Herman walks into a talented football team. If he can keep that roster, you know, together, and that's a talented team he just took over.
Chip, listen, great stuff. Thank you so much. And you do a great job, obviously, with Horns Digest. I know you're a busy guy and you've had a really busy Thanksgiving, but we certainly do appreciate you taking some minutes to join us up here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
You bet. Happy holidays.
All righty. Chip Brown with Horns Digest joining us. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.